It turns out the reason you feel like this is the worst allergy season in years is because this is the worst allergy season in years. And according to the Asthma and Allergy Foundation of America, several cities have the dubious distinction of being the 2011 spring allergy capitals: Knoxville, Tennessee, Louisville, Kentucky, Charlotte, North Carolina, and Jackson, Mississippi. Woohoo! This winter's snow and rain produced the bumper crop of pollen. Warm weather and wind dispersed it. Dr. Elizabeth Mahoney is an otolaryngologist specializing in allergy at Boston Medical Center. Dr. Mahoney, tired of sounding like Elmer Fudd, I have my first appointment with an allergist tomorrow, and I'm told it's going to take 3 to 4 hours. Why? What do they do?
Well, a variety of things can happen when you go to see an allergist initially. Certainly, they'll take a thorough history and ask you about what seasons seem to be troublesome for you. They'll want to know about your symptoms. And one of the most common ways to test patients for allergy is skin testing, and that is a time-intensive endeavor.
Oh, well, there we go. And when do you move from the over-the-counter thing that you can pick up at the drugstore to going to your general practitioner and then maybe going to an allergist?
Well, I think when patients feel that their symptoms are not adequately controlled with over-the-counter medications, that's a time to involve their primary care physician. There are some first-line medications that your primary care doctor may recommend in addition to what you have tried over-the-counter. And again, when symptoms are more refractory at that point, they will usually initiate a referral to an allergist.
Let's talk about these symptoms. Is one of them that you feel like a complete idiot half the time and you can't form a sentence? I mean, it takes, for people who don't have allergies, what are some of those symptoms?
Well, Robin, the symptoms of allergy can be quite varied, but most classically, symptoms would be chronic congestion, sneezing, itchy eyes, constant runny nose.
Can it even be, as I think I've discovered, swollen glands, like you feel you might have strep or something, but it's that intense, but it's allergies?
Sure. So a lot of patients will have postnasal drip, which makes them have a chronic sore throat. Patients can have chronic cough. You know, allergy can cause headache, and for patients that are predisposed to migraines, that can be an exacerbating factor. Even recurrent sinusitis, recurrent ear infections, those can also be associated with allergy.
So you get to your allergist, you do the hours of skin tests, and then what? We've been hearing about people getting shots, for instance.
Sure. Well, you know, skin testing is really valuable from a couple different standpoints. First of all, it allows a patient to really pinpoint what they're allergic to, and then sometimes they can implement avoidance measures. Now, say you're allergic to a whole lot of different types of pollen. Sometimes avoidance measures are not as practical, and that's where immunotherapy comes into place, and that's traditionally administered with a subcutaneous injection, or the traditionally called allergy shots. Another way to administer immunotherapy is doing sublingual administration, and that's where you deliver drops under the tongue, and that's a newer method of administering immunotherapy.
And we know, we should say, there are people who look for homeopathic relief and acupuncture. There's all different ways. But we also hear that you can do things like wash your hair at night so the pollen doesn't come on your hair to the pillow. Is that really true? Or?
No, absolutely. If you're allergic to pollen, washing your hair at night, taking off your outside clothes if you've been outside gardening or at your child's soccer game. If you're allergic to dust, for example, putting mattress covers or pillowcase covers on your bedding can be helpful. And those are all different measures that patients can implement.
And Dr. Elizabeth Mahoney, again, an allergist at Boston Medical Center, we have a listener who wants to know, when will it be over? You know?
Well, a true allergist would tell you that allergy season is never over, because people can have year-round or perennial allergies. But the typical cycle of allergies are, right now we have our tree pollens that are in full force, and then we move into our grass pollens in the summer. And then late summer and early fall is ragweed, or what people traditionally call hay fever. So I think we're in it for the long haul here.
Yeah, not to mention, you might discover you have a problem, as I might tomorrow discover I have a problem, if you let the cat sleep on your head.
Yes, that's probably going to be the first recommendation that they make for you, is that you eliminate your animals from your bed.
Well, one can try, but
I wish you luck.
Thank you. Dr. Mahoney, thanks so much.
Have a good day.